nearly a dozen storytellers will gather in front of an audience at Alverno College's Weir Theater on Sunday to speak to the experience of motherhood. It's the second annual Listen to Your Mother Milwaukee event, the local presentation of a national effort with Wisconsin roots. Alexandra Rosas is co-organizer and co-producer of the event, and Lane Pierce is one of the essay contributors. They're with us in the studio this morning. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
Remind people of the story of Listen to Your Mother. This is a concept that actually has Wisconsin roots.
Yes, it does. It began through Ann Immig. She's the national director and founder from Madison, Wisconsin. And about 5 years ago, she had attended a major social media conference, and she had noticed that there was no creative outlet for mothers, women who like to express themselves and talk about motherhood. She decided to start something in Madison, Wisconsin. She did. We call it the fever. The fever for sharing spread. And the first year there were 5 shows and then 10 shows, then 12, 24. Now there's 32 cities, and every year more and more cities apply to have regular people tell extraordinary stories, which anybody's life is an extraordinary story. And what we do as co-producers, co-directors, is we make that a possibility for so many women who want to have a chance to share who they are.
Well, and talk about that idea of extraordinary stories. I mean, why do you think it's important to speak to motherhood in this particular way?
I think if we all step back and look at what we do and who we are, it's amazing. We are marvelous, and we have fantastic things to share. And the whole process of finding an audience and finding the readers is something that really creates community, because we get to see what life is like for another person.
This is actually really like a slice of life that you might not have access to without an essay like this.
Exactly. And you'll notice as time goes on, more and more people on their cell phones and on the computers. I mean, we become more isolated, and this hunger for connection grows. And to sit and just listen to somebody talk, 90 minutes of just sharing stories, is something that really changes how we see people.
Remind us what sort of parameters you set for the material.
You don't have to be a mother. You have to have been mothered in some way, even if it's mothering yourself, talking about how you yourself became a mother. And what we do is we look for a common theme in all our stories. And that's where the magic happens. We hold auditions. People come in. We look for this theme that originates like magic. And together we thread these stories together, and they dovetail. The beginning of one works into the end of another. And we come up with between 10 to 14 speakers, original works. And it really is – it's a beautiful thread. It's a beautiful personal narrative arc.
And this is an organic process. You don't necessarily go out with a theme in mind. The theme presents itself to you?
It does, which is hard to explain and believe until people come and hear it for themselves at the shows.
But I imagine that must be one of the rewarding parts of organizing this, is taking all of this material and seeing how one essay connects to the next.
It's exciting. I've been looking at these shows and watching these shows for 5 years now, and every single show is unique because you don't know who's going to present themselves from the community. And these threads do emerge, and they're beautiful.
Lane Pierce, you are reading an essay you contributed at this year's event. What drew you to this idea?
Well, I've always loved stories. I've loved telling stories, and I've loved hearing stories. And I knew that if I were to join Listen to Your Mother, I would be part of a community that would celebrate motherhood. And as a mother myself, I have a 2-year-old, I started to realize that every day of mine was filled with stories. Hilarious moments, challenging moments, really difficult moments. And the thought of standing on stage and sharing one of those moments with a group of people who would listen and someone who might get it and might understand was a really powerful idea for me, because I thought, what better way to be part of a supportive community than to share our stories together?
You are a stay-at-home mom, and I wonder if that's a real issue for you, is finding people that will listen and people that get it.
Yes. But I'm also very lucky, because I do know a lot of other young mothers. And interestingly, what happens is we get together, we sit around, and we share our stories mm-hmm. together. We sit on the couch, we sit at the table, we have a cup of coffee, and that's what ends up happening organically anyway.
Is this kind of emblematic of the experience, at least for some of the people that bring and share their essays?
I think so. I really think so. I mean, if you ever go to a show or if you watch a show, it is like being in somebody's living room for that time. You're sharing stories, you're listening, and the gift of not being interrupted. These stories are 5 minutes long. The gift of having nobody pull on you or yank on you and of being able to just listen for 5 minutes is really something that is a gift for both sides, the audience and for the person reading.
The gift of not being interrupted as the mother of a 2-year-old must be a fairly powerful gift.
Oh, to be listened to is incredible. Yes, to have a moment of silence.
To say words with more syllables.
That's right. A whole conversation.
If I'm not mistaken, this actually will also represent your public storytelling debut in a format like this. Obviously, you get together and share stories.
But. Yes, this is the first time I'll be sharing one publicly like this. But it has really given me momentum on so many fronts. The words just keep coming and coming, and I'm finding myself wanting to compile more and more of these stories for myself too.
Was it the essay that drove your wanting to participate in this, or was it the event that drove your wanting to write the essay?
I think it was the event. I think it was the idea that I could be in a community of storytellers, and some are writers and some are not. And we could sit down together and experience these small moments of everyone's life and know that we were sharing in something really important together. So the word that comes to mind is community.
Well, with so much material potentially at your disposal, was it hard to figure out exactly how to take the experience of motherhood and find an adequate snapshot in 5 minutes?
Yes. I had to try several times. In fact, when I first started, I started writing my story like I was trying to encompass everything that had happened since my son had been born. And then I realized that it's thousands of these little moments that are coming together. And so I decided to choose just one. And that moment for me and my story is the moment I realized I was pregnant for the first time.
What was it about Lane's essay that made it fit so well with this year's event?
It was just something that encompassed the whole experience of motherhood. We have a beginning, we have a middle, and then we have an end. And when she walked in and she auditioned, that was like the period on the sentence. We're like, there it is right there. And it's hard to really put a description or a formula to it. But the thing is, we knew that that was going to be our piece and it was going to be our closing piece. And it's just such good fortune to find people like this in the community.
A lot of pressure being the closing piece.
No kidding. Yes.
You do come at this with a strong writing background, though. That is what you do.
Yes. I've always worked in communications. So in one way or another, a pen has been part of the jobs that I've held.
But when you work in communications, you don't necessarily write for the sake of emotion, or do you?
Well, it depends. In some of my past experiences, I've worked for organizations that I've really believed in. And so as I tell success stories of clients who have been served as organizations that make a big difference in Milwaukee, I do feel emotional and connected to that writing. But you're right. It's very different to open up a small moment of your personal life and your heart to people that you've never met before. And that's a very intimidating and exciting thing altogether.
And someday your 2-year-old will be able to read this.
Yes, and he'll be able to see the video as well, which is so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
He'll
mm-hmm.
see what his mom looked like when she was young.
This is going on at the Ware Theater.
Yes.
At Alverno College. What makes that such an appealing venue for this?
We have a lot of people who have never written before. We have people who have written just for this show. It's 360 seats. It's intimate. It's non-intimidating. It's cozy. It makes everybody feel warm and welcome. It works so well for us. It's on a women's campus. It is exactly how we envision our show, which is being held and supported by a community. And it's in the heart of Milwaukee. It's perfect for us.
Do you feel like has the show evolved in some ways since you did the first Listen to Your Mother Milwaukee?
I think what's happened is the people involved have evolved. That powerful thing of empowerment, when you take a risk, you're safe about it. It just is a springboard. We tell everybody at the end of our show, your story isn't over. Your story has begun. And that's what I really see is the changes in the readers. We're all new at this. The producers and directors have never done this before. The readers have never done this before. It's such a learning experience, and that's really where I think the growth comes from.
You also contribute an essay to this year's event. As someone who has been involved in this for the 5 years that it has been around, do you see motherhood through a certain filter or a certain lens?
We could go on forever about that. But yes, absolutely, because motherhood is a journey and it is something that you never can predict. As an example, last year when I read, I had a mother. This year I don't. My mother has passed away, and to feel that loss has changed the essay I'm contributing this year. I also have my oldest who now leaves for college. Motherhood is never static. And when you have somebody else, it may be a new experience for you, but when you hear somebody else up at the podium talking about it, you feel comforted and reassured. So it's going to be different next year for me when my son is gone from the house, I'm sure.
As a mother of 2 years, it must be a powerful thing to be a part of something with people who have been mothers for much longer periods of time.
And that's what I value so much about our show. We're talking about mothers and their everyday experiences, but we're also talking about all the lessons that we've learned from our community of mothers. And the reality is, in one way or another, we have all come from mothers. And so to celebrate that together in all of its complexity, I think is such an exciting opportunity.
Well, I feel like we've been teasing people throughout the course of this interview. And so I was really hoping that you'd share a little bit of your essay with us. And if you wouldn't mind setting it up a bit, and then if we could hear a couple of paragraphs, that would be great.
I'd love to. So I wrote a short piece about the moment I discovered I was pregnant for the first time, and it's called Ready or Not. When we saw the blue plus sign, it was Mother's Day 2011. My husband had the flu, and I pulled him out of a feverish haze to say, I'm late. I'm still late. It's time to take the test. We both stepped into our bathroom to see the results. Our tiny bathroom, so small you can't close the door with two people inside, let alone three. There was the blue plus sign, a small, unassuming blue plus sign that carried so much weight. I started flapping my hands in an effort to rise above that tiny, crowded bathroom. The thing is, we wanted a baby. I wanted a baby. And we tried for a baby. Once. One time. Knowing that if it happened, great. But one time? That's like sticking your toe in the pool of fertility. I assumed we had months of romance. Many margaritas. I assumed we had time. Time to prepare. Time to read what to expect when you expect to be expecting. For God's sake, I hadn't taken one prenatal vitamin. What we had wasn't just a blue plus sign. We had a baby. A baby who was so ready to be ours, it just took once.
Lane Pierce reading from her essay that's part of this year's Listen to Your Mother Milwaukee. Thank you so much, and thank you, Alexandra Rose.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
To be here.
Lane Pierce is a mom who lives in Whitefish Bay. She'll read her full essay at this Sunday afternoon's Listen to Your Mother Milwaukee event at the Ware Theater at Alverno College. Alexandra Rosas will also read an essay. She's co-organizer and co-producer of the event. And you can learn how to win tickets to the show at wuwm.com/contests. One last break, and then singer-songwriter, producer, percussionist, and Eau Claire, Wisconsin native Sean Carey joins us ahead of his concert this evening in Milwaukee. This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.